You're gonna have that one, and I'll take this one. Okay, we are going to call the meeting to order at
7:06.
7:06 p.m. In attendance is Librarian Michelle, board members
Schneider.
Schneider, thank you. So a little disoriented now. Laura Brown and Nancy Sabin, thank you. And board chair Bethany Marks. Anyone have any changes to the agenda? Me. Motion to approve.
Motion to up. Wait, do we have to approve the agenda? Motion
Oh,
approved.
sorry, not changes the. Everyone's good with the agenda. No one has changes. Approval of October minutes is what I meant.
Yes, I make a motion to approve the October minutes.
And then we have, so those are approved by Nancy Sabin and library update and review.
All right. Well, we have kind of a shorter evening tonight. One of the highlights are is one of the last programming that we had for this year. We had the JC Robotics team that came to our Lego Club on December 10th. They were awesome. They had about 10 people on their team plus their coach. And they brought two robots, which were awesome. They gave a whole presentation, and we had about 40 kids and adults in attendance. So that was also, phenomenal to have the community come out, and they were very excited. All the kids were very into robotics, let's just say. They were. I know some of the high school has the program, and one of the high schoolers is trying to get it maybe back in place in the middle school. So she's trying to work towards that. So I hope that works out for them. And then they stayed afterward, and the kids and some of the teens from the club did open play Lego. And then we signed up some people for library cards and gave out free take home, make your own bookmarks. And so it was a wonderful night. So overall, we had about 50 people here. So yeah. So that went well. Right now, we are kind of working on a large donation of our DVDs that we got probably about last year around this time. It's just that we hadn't had it takes a little while to process. And we are needing room to weed out the old ones to bring in new ones. And so we were kind of held back a little bit because of the construction, because we can't put our boxes anywhere once we weed things out. So limitations of room.
Makes sense.
So the project itself got delayed a little bit, but we're kind of moving forward. So with Redbox gone, and obviously, as there's only two Blockbusters in the other side of the Cascades, and that's it, we are the new Redbox.
Redbox. Done. Just found that out the other day when we went to rent a movie.
Oh
They're
yeah.
like, we're not getting, when it was July, but they're like, we're not getting any new movies.
Yep, they
Did
basically
not know that.
imploded.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they weird enough, the parent company that owned them was the Chicken Soup for the Soul book
I
publishers.
love those books. Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, they did not have as good of business sense for DVDs.
It a long time, though.
It did.
Did.
It did. But they did not transition well, so
Because people don't want to leave the house. Very reasonable. Okay. Don't have
yeah
to anymore.
yeah
Yeah. You don't have to leave the movie. Your house to watch movies,
Don't
like at the theater.
ever have to leave your house, I guess, at all.
Never.
Ever. Don't be a shut-in. Come to
Always
the library.
delivery.
So story times are still going great. We have wonderful
families who come every week now. We're getting a wide range of kiddos. We've got a lot of younger set ones now. So considering we even have a little one joining us tonight. Yeah. Come read with us.
You're gonna have to. I like it.
Cool. So one of the other things that we that I put out is we've grown our pass program. We already had the Museum of Natural and Cultural History passes where you could have two adults and four kids go. Now, and we already had the Central Cascade Wilderness Permit, which is seasonal. That is June to October. The rest of the year, you don't need a permit to go. This is over in like Willamette Deschutes National Forest. But we have now added four Oregon State Park passes. So they will be good until September of 2025. And the paper just released that they are going up 200% on the parking fee to $10. It used to be $5. So now they don't charge parking fees at all the parks, but enough that, you know, it does cause a barrier. So now we have our pass program. We have three passes now. So that's excellent. And people can come and they can check them out for a week. And then the only thing they can't do is renew it once they have it out, because that makes it very difficult for other families to get access, especially for summer. So yeah, so that is wonderful. The state park pass is by car. The museum is by count of people. And then Central Cascades, you can have up to 12 people. So if you want to do a group camp or something like that, so that's kind of cool. So yeah, adding things here and there. That did not cost us any, and none of these passes have cost the library anything. They are in donation from these agencies to libraries across Oregon. So
love that.
So yeah. Yeah, so that is wonderful. Let's see. The grant that we were trying to apply for United Way, the city said that we would not be doing it at this time. So there's no further movement on that. And that, as for next year, pretty much Lego Club will be going down to once a month. And that is due to Laurel Elementary already having Lego Club. It's harder during the school year to have enough people to run it twice a month. This way, having it once a month, we'll get a maybe bigger attendance. And then during summer, we could maybe go back to twice a month because school won't be open. And then story time. So for right now, that's what we have. So for programming, and we'll see. The outside barrier to the community center has just come down. So hopefully we'll start to see what the inside of the community center looks like. I know they'll be launching a community survey and looking at what uses people are wanting to have the building do. And then we'll be able to see the space again for how it may work for us for our summer reading program, which will be good to have it right back here close because it was difficult being off site. So, and that is pretty much what's going on with the library. You know, the holidays, so things are, you know.
You forgot to mention I came on Halloween and this place was packed. That was also a consideration.
Yes. So for Halloween, we had a wonderful group. There was a slight mix-up in time. We had set it at 4 to 6, but the Tri-County Commerce put out an old flyer, unbeknownst to us, and made it 3 to 5. So we were actually kind of celebrating from 3 to 6. So it was a little bit longer. We did get 178 people,
Yeah, it was
which
packed.
it was, and that was down from the year before where we had probably about
It was
250.
raining
It was
though.
pouring, it was cold, but we were a area that was inside and there were multiple things for kids and families to do. It was very well received. A lot of, and we made other bookmarks. We had picture charades. We had Poke a Pumpkin, and we had our tarantula spider educator. And so, and then we signed people up for library cards. So it was very successful. Yeah. Got
Good
to
job.
see all kinds of fun costumes and kids.
Good job.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. Other business? Well, holiday for January and February for the next board meetings. I guess that would be it.
On Tuesdays that are closed.
Yes. And so, were we looking at doing every other month or what did you want to do? Because with our
Come back in March. Works for me. Skip the holidays.
well, maybe, or unless we just pick a different day in February, that could be a possibility.
Don't have my phone, so I don't even know what days they are.
Yeah. I forgot my watch. Forgot to put.
We could put it
That's
to be
originally on the
determined.
18th. I am out of town the last week of February. Wednesdays would be better for me. I cannot do the 19th or the 12th
I mean,
or
that's
the
stupid to see that
26th.
far ahead. I don't even know what I'm doing next week.
Yeah,
Well, we could
I'm
put
uncertain.
to be determined and then kind of gather a date in January, maybe, or February. I don't know if that's too late or.
Yeah, so skip January and maybe I can shoot out an email like maybe around meeting time in January.
Yeah, you'll have your phone. You'll
I
know
will have my phone
the
then.
schedule.
I'm just hoping it's not sitting in my driveway because I thought I had it.
Oh, well, call yourself. Anybody home?
I don't even have another phone. I'm
No.
not home from anything. I
I
can call you. I like
like
it.
it. Nice. All right.
Okay, so February to be determined. I will send out an email around the January meeting time. See what everyone has going on in February. Okay, public comment. There is no public present. Does anyone have anything they'd like to add for next time or the end of this meeting?
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday.
Holidays indeed. It's in a week.
That's crazy.
Okay, we are adjourned at
7:21.
7:21.
Okay.
Nope.